Tens of thousands of undocumented immigrants in New York State who came to the U.S. as children can apply on Wednesday to get temporary work permits. That's when the Obama administration's new policy known as deferred action goes into effect. WNYC's Marilla Ivorak followed one young immigrant as she and her family prepared for the change.
Yelky Perez has a few big dreams.
I just want a job. Like a legal paid job.
Then there's something most teenagers get to do.
I can't wait to learn how to drive.
Then there's the desire to get on a plane and see the country.
I would like to go to the Grand Canyon, and I also like to go to Florida, California. I'd like to go to Las Vegas, not for gambling.
Yelky is a 20-year-old college graduate who's undocumented. On August 15th, she'll be able to apply for a 2-year relief from deportation and a work permit. If approved, she can also apply for a social security number. This will make her eligible for a driver's license, which means she can get on a plane and travel. If there's one person who's more excited about these possibilities than Yelky, it's her father, Julio.
That is the greatest happiness I live in this country.
Julio, who asked that we not use his last name, came illegally to the U.S. in 2001 from the Dominican Republic. He first picked up trash and then worked his way into the construction trades. He earned enough to send for his wife and 3 children. Yelky came in 2005 when she was 13. She became the valedictorian of the Stevenson High School in the Bronx and graduated with high honors from the School of Public Affairs at Baruch College this May. Julio says he watched her success and worried.
It's been tormenting me. It's kept me from sleeping day and night because I felt at fault.
He worried he made a mistake by bringing his daughter to the U.S. and raising her expectations.
I brought her so she could study, so she could become a professional, so she could have a career, so she could be someone in life.
Despite her academic achievements, Yelky hasn't been eligible to work legally. She has an off-the-books job at a small publishing company in Midtown Manhattan.
When I started working, I was very excited because I just thought that it was going to be very difficult to find jobs.
Yelky says she was grateful when this position was offered to her in March. Now she does everything from preparing manuscripts for publishing to answering phones. Yet she's just making $300 a week
for 45 hours of work. I need to go somewhere else where there's room for growth and where I can actually be an employee.
When she gets off work at 6, Yelky usually goes home to Inwood, where she shares an apartment with her husband, Melvin Perez.
With Yelky, it's just been wonderful. It's like a life change for me.
Melvin is a U.S. citizen, but Yelky hasn't qualified for a green card through marriage because of the circumstances of her illegal entry. Melvin describes their dreams as those of many couples, like raising a family in the suburbs. But he says trying to plan a future when one half of the couple is undocumented is fraught with complexities.
You don't have any paper. You're not going to qualify for the mortgage and the loan. You're not going to be able to co-sign with me. You're not going to make the money that you deserve based on your degree. You may be deported.
Melvin says the Deferred Action Initiative is making the suburban family life seem possible. This month, Yelky has been going through her checklist of the documents she plans to submit with the application.
Did you need my Baruch ID?
After picking up her diploma at Baruch, Yelky took stock of the other documents she's prepared.
I have an immunization card, my vaccination card. I also have my tax ID number, birth certificate from the Dominican Republic.
Yelky will use her education, medical, and financial documents to prove she satisfies the criteria for deferred action. That she's been in the country for over 5 years, that she has a high school diploma, that she came when she was younger than 16, and that she's younger than 31. If approved, she says she'll begin working towards her long-term career goal, becoming a surgeon. For WNYC, I'm Mirella Ibrek.